This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's trending in social media? Jerry Jones, you may have missed it. We played it right here on these airwaves. He had an interview with 105.3 The Fan after a horrible loss at home to the Detroit Lions. And this is what he had to say.
Listen, let me tell you what I'll do. I will let us sit down and look at the decisions we've made over the last several years. I'll look at it. Now, if you think I'm interested in on a damn phone call with you over a radio and sitting here and throwing all the good out with the dishwater, you have got to be smoking something over there this morning. I'm not. And I really don't, and I don't even want our listeners to listen to me, to talk about this is not your job. Your job isn't to let me go over all the reasons that I did something, and I'm sorry that I did it. That's not your job.
Well, my job is to ask
get
why.
A job, or I'll get another. I'll get somebody else to ask these questions, man.
Jerry, we're trying to figure out why the team is.
I'm not kidding you. You're not going to figure out if what the team is doing right or wrong. If you are, or any five or ten like you. You need to come to this meeting I'm going to today. There are 32 teams here. You're geniuses.
And that was Jerry Jones. Jerry doubled down. He said, I don't want to demean or undermine their credibility, but we were kind of set up for taking me to the woodshed. And I wasn't ready for that.
You just
I was going to talk about the very things they wanted to talk about, but I didn't want it before a tribunal. So
look, this pisses me off so much because like
he's a bully.
He's acting like he's saying, I didn't know they were going to do it. And they trapped me. They did that. You just came off of a bye week. Your team hasn't won a game at home and you got absolutely spanked by the Detroit Lions. Like you showed nothing. You so much so that after the game, there were people talking about every facet of the game. CeeDee Lamb doesn't run great routes. He runs lazy routes. If he ran better routes, Dak Prescott would get the ball to him.
Right.
Dak Prescott stinks. Why can't he complete a pass? We don't have a running game. Running game sucks. They were giving up big play after big play in that game.
You listened to the whole interview.
Well, I'm just saying, you thought you were going to come on the air and they're going to go, hey, coach, remember when you won that Super Bowl in the early 90s? It was awesome, right? This isn't Chris Farley interviewing you. It's, I mean, come on.
He goes on and says, they're not the ones, speaking of the host. Now, the guys that are listening, my ticket holders and the fans, they are the ones. Jerry, that sounds great. You're trying to rally the troops. Thank you. Hey, yeah, we love Jerry. Yeah, yeah. You just said the ones that are listening. So they hear what you're doing right now. They want answers. Your season ticket holders want answers. And you refuse to give them answers. And you think that's okay. He is so disconnected. He is so disconnected to what's going on that, you know, Jerry, you're doing yourself a disservice right now. This is not a good look.
And the show,
I don't see many people really, really defending Jerry Jones on this.
I mean,
if so.
There's one.
Who? Rashawn, that's bull crap. Rashawn, don't make me say what you said last night, Rashawn. Because you know me. I'm the biggest dry snitch on the show.
Mm-hmm.
I will say exactly what you said last night at the Smoketoberfest.
What's a wet snitch?
I don't know. Dry snitch is when you tell and nobody asks you any questions.
I get that. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I'm just, hey, Rashawn wasn't defending Jerry Jones last night. Let's just say that.
God. Jerry Jones. You have to love, though, somebody questioning your job or threatening your job. Oh, these aren't the guys, and I'll find somebody else to do it. F you. F you. Like, I just remember.
I came here looking for a job.
Yeah.
I've been there before.
If anybody, like, I don't care, coaches, front office people, owners, are going to come and say that they're going to threaten your job. Why? Because you have a lot of money? You're not my boss. You spend money and you're on our airwaves?
You know what's funny, though? What's even funnier? When people who can't really take your job threaten your job.
Yeah. That's why they were laughing about it. That's why I think the whole thing's so funny, because even online, you're watching these guys rebuttal and go back and talk about Jerry Jones and all the things that went wrong and how he's not their boss and can't get him fired. Shut up, man. Guy's a fool.
I think it's funny. Like you just said, it's hilarious that they could actually rebut this.
It's like when a fan says, I pay your contract. Like, man, no, you don't. You contribute. You don't know where that money goes. Then go get the other 70,000 people, and I'll talk to all of you. But then you're going to have to get the people at home who also help pay for my contract. You know, like, it's just, I'll get you fired if you do this. Who are you?
The person that can get you fired, man.
Yeah, you're a guy that hasn't won a Super Bowl in 30-some years. That's who you are.
Has it been that long?
When was the last Super Bowl?
94?
30 years.
Wow. No. It had been like 96.
Wasn't?
Yeah. 94 was the last one Jerry Jones won. I mean, Jimmy Johnson
won. And then Barry Switzer.
Then they took a year off, and then they won in 96. 95, 96 season. Because it was the year that Cleveland left Baltimore to come here.
Now, let me correct myself. Almost 30 years.
No, but the point is, it didn't even feel that long. Like, it's been.
But why do you expect to get?
It should have been almost 30 years.
You haven't done nothing. In the 2000s, you haven't done anything, and you expect to go on a radio show and have people kiss your ass and tell you all the great things you did? You have to know what's going to happen.
You're not going to throw the good out with the bathwater.
Jerry's probably drinking that bathwater, freaky ass old man.
Ed Norris joins us for the Make His Week 7.
Speaking of freaky ass old man.
But on the other side, I'm done. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. 8:15 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. NFL news, Art Modell makes it to the final 25 for the Hall of Fame senior inductees. You think he actually gets in this time, Jeremy?
I hope so, man. Look, I know there's a lot of people in Cleveland that don't like him, and I get it. The people felt the same way about Irsay here. Teams moving for different reasons. It doesn't matter to that person. It's like being cheated on. Is it worse if it's your brother or some guy you don't know? You still got cheated on. It's probably worse if it's your brother, but still. You know, like, I don't get this, because the guy did so much for the game and expanding it. We could sit here and talk about Monday Night Football and what he meant to that, being in Cleveland for all those years. Yeah, I think he deserves to be in. I know there's been a handful of people that have been trying to block him, and it still may take a little while. Because they don't like him. Like, Tony Grossi is...
But there's a lot of people who don't like other Hall of Fame inductees, but they didn't block him.
But it's,
why does it work with him?
It's different when it's a media member that has followed this guy his whole career, covered that team for their whole career, and then starts talking to other guys about how awful he was.
Can I ask a question that probably is taboo?
Yeah.
If they were still the Cleveland Browns and never became the Baltimore Ravens, would you care?
Nope. It's the fact that he left.
No, would you care whether he was in or not?
Would I care?
Yeah.
No, I mean, look, I would still say he deserves to be in. Yeah, because look, you can look at some of these guys throughout their careers and see the impact that they had. You know, like Don Coryell, it was a really good coach, right? Created an offense. But I'm saying, you know, he affected the game. There are certain guys that have had an effect on what the game is today, and I feel like Art Modell is one of those guys.
What'd he do?
With the advancements of Monday Night Football, I mean, you can go look, like, his resume, and even bringing a Super Bowl here to Baltimore now. You think about, like, all these things factor in. It didn't happen in Cleveland, and all of a sudden he comes to Baltimore and wins. What was the difference? An owner that cared, or ownership that cared and brought in the right people, drafted well, and I'm talking front office people.
Ozzie became the GM when they came here, though.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So
but
I
I'm
think
saying,
that's a big part of it.
You're putting in the right people and things are working out. Like, how many times have we talked about when they drafted J.O.? And you're one that will admit and saying, hey, I wanted the running back.
Well, it's Phillips.
Did you want to admit that on the air? Or did I just.
No, I said that on air before. Okay. I said that to J.O. He said something smart. I said, man, they should have got Lawrence Phillips.
Well, he must have given you the.
He's busting out laughing and called me something I won't say on air.
But again, I don't get. I just hate the fact when, you know, guys are at least deserving of this. I don't care if you think he should get in, shouldn't get in, but he deserves to be mentioned in this. And then it happens posthumously. You know, like they wait until after Pete Rose. I guarantee that cat gets in the Hall of Fame eventually now that he's dead.
See, that's what I hate. If you're not going to let him in, don't ever let him in.
Yeah.
Don't wait for him to die and let him in. If you feel like he shouldn't be in, don't let him in. Period. We're good. But not all of a sudden, out of nowhere, well, he's dead now, so, you know, let's let him in. That tells me it was spite.
Yeah.
You just didn't want to let him in while he was alive. That tells me it was all spite. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Rob, the only ones you're going to see me get animated for, either have to have the last name Manning or have to play wide receiver. The rest of them, you can have them. I don't care. Put whoever you want in. Because I hated the logjam at wide receiver when we're going, how do you decide who's better over Torrey Holt, Reggie Wayne, or you put Isaac Bruce in that group, Randy Moss, a handful. Like Randy Moss is on a different level. Terrell Owens, all those guys in that grouping, how do you decide who's better? And they just left that logjam there for a while to where these guys are competing against each other and none of them are getting in. So it's nice to see that get broken up a little bit, but I don't fight for any of these guys. Like Hall of Fame is something that you earn, but I'd like to see the guys get awarded that in their lifetime if possible.
I would love to be in a room and ask them, why Modell? Al Davis is in the Hall of Fame. He moved franchise more than once. Lamar Hunt is in the Hall of Fame. He moved the they were in Texas, right? They were in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
The Kansas City Chiefs were in Dallas. He moved them. Why Modell? Why is he the guy that you choose?
I told you, you have a. So I'm not privy to everything. Scott and I talked about when I work with Garceau, he votes on the Hall of Fame, and he's got to present the Ravens players. So J.O., Terrell Suggs, Ray Lewis, Ed Reed, all these guys, Marshall Yanda now, Scott's going to present them. I think he's still doing it, if I'm not mistaken. I haven't talked to him in a bit, but. These guys talk. They try to sway one another, and it depends on the presentation you give. And if the guy that's been presenting Art Modell for years was in Cleveland, and I don't know if Scott eventually took that over and tried to push that, but he's never gotten to this point where you can kind of make your case for him. I do know that Tony Grossi's hated his guts and tried to get everybody to vote against him.
He does. I had Tony Grossi on years ago at another radio station, and he was actually pretty cordial. I expected a fight, but it wasn't. He was actually pretty cordial. I disagreed with what he was saying, his old premise of everything. But, you know, it wasn't as bad as I thought it would be.
Well, you know, he got to one point where it was like if you called and asked him to be on the show, he'd just say no if you're in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I had him on once.
That
and he was kind of a jerk.
Well,
no, but I'm just saying, I've had him on.
Mm-hmm.
We've all, interviewed him, but he got to a point where he's like, I don't want to talk to anybody from Baltimore.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. The nine semifinalists will be announced in 2 weeks. Do you think he will become a semifinalist this year?
He's on the other committee, though, right? So he'd have to get through. Mm-hmm. It's not the I think there's a chance. I mean, I'd have to look to see, if there's anybody I think deserves it over him. But again, once we start getting into some of these older guys that are going to get in this way into the Hall of Fame, some of the guys I know of, but I never saw play. I never saw the impact they had. Art Modell would be one just because of, you know, obviously covering this team and watching football in my adulthood.
Yeah. 410-583-1057 is the number. There's an article I suggest some of you read. It's from September the 6th, 2012, by Mark Sessler on NFL.com. It's called Art Modell's Impact, Much More Than Just, quote unquote, The Move. They'll tell you a lot about Art Modell's history. I read a part, just a piece of it. As the league's broadcast chairman from 1962 to 1993, Modell fueled the engine that brought Monday Night Football into our living rooms. It's fair to remember him as a visionary for how he developed the relationship between television and football. To me, that paragraph alone
should get him in.
It's his resume for getting into Canton. That alone. You can stop with everything. I'm going to say, let me read this one more time. As the league's broadcast chairman from 1962 to 1993, Jeremy, that's 31 years. How much did the NFL soar with television during that time? Yeah. Modell fueled the engine that brought Monday Night Football into our living rooms. It's fair to remember him as a visionary for how he developed the relationship between television and football. What would the NFL be without television? So basically, the one thing that generates more dollars than anything else in your league, he was a visionary for that.
So how?
And he was the chairman for broadcast, the league's broadcast chairman for 31 years, man.
It's unreal.
To me, you don't need to say anything else about him. NFL TV is a marriage. Art Modell was the chairman of broadcast for 31 years. He helped bring it. Remember, there was a time all you had was the games they gave you on Sunday and Monday Night Football. That's all you had. Everybody watched Monday Night Football. You had former Beatles on Monday Night Football. You know what I mean?
They made the announcement of when John Lennon died on
exactly.
Monday Night Football.
You, I mean, Monday Night Football was pop culture. It was cool. It was the only nationally televised game for the NFL.
Until we got WCW Monday Nitro.
And that ruined it all.
NWO.
Eric Bischoff, man. Mm. But yeah, I mean, that's to me, there needs to be nothing else on his resume than that right there. And again, this is on NFL.com. Mark Sessler wrote it. Back in September the 6th, 2012, Art Modell's impact much more than just the move.
Let me ask you a question. Same with the Hall of Fame. And I know you like him as much as I do. Should Eli Manning be a first
yes.
ballot Hall of Famer?
Yes.
I agree.
You know why? Because Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback of all time by many people, other than Jeremy. Everybody's put up Jeremy. He's number two for Jeremy.
I can't believe everybody's wrong.
You know, who beat him twice in the Super Bowl?
Eli Manning.
And Eli Manning made plays to do it. He wasn't pedestrian in those games. If you look at the numbers of Joe Namath should not be in the Hall of Fame. He doesn't have Hall of Fame numbers. Why is he there? Because of his impact on the game.
Great legs.
Same thing with Art Modell. Eli Manning's impact on the game during that era is Hall of Fame worthy. And the real reason is, Joe, what's the real reason Eli Manning needs to be in the Hall of Fame?
Because you can't spell elite without Eli.
Thank you very much, Joe.
I thought that's immediately where you were going.
I wanted to build it up. You know what I mean? I wanted to build it up. That's my Liberty University education. You build up the speech, and then, bam, you deliver it at the end.
Yeah. You went to the Liberty?
I went to the Liberty. Shuffles at 8:45, but on the other side, Week 7 picks. Ed Norris joins us up next on The Fan.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
8:33 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Hey, Jeremy, it was a funny joke we came out with a segment. You were talking about dirty old men. Who was dirty old men?
Oh, the dirty old men were, who were we talking about? Jerry Jones.
Uh-huh.
And then it segued nice into another dirty old man because we have Ed Norris coming on.
He's coming on right now. What's up, Ed? You heard what Jeremy said about you?
Not even Bill Belichick was in there?
No. I don't know which one you'd be more upset at, me calling you dirty or old.
I don't care anymore. I have other problems.
And do you have your sheet with you, or at least is it on your phone?
Yes, it is.
Who did you pick yesterday?
I had the Saints.
We knew that.
Pathetic.
We just wanted to hear you say it. Because the Saints are the upstart team in the NFL.
That's what I heard.
All right, Ed. Jeremy, New England, Jacksonville. Who'd you pick?
Jacksonville.
Ed, who do you have?
It's like a home game, so I'm going to Jacksonville.
I got Jacksonville as well.
I had him last week, too. It worked out well.
Seattle, Atlanta. Ed, who you have?
I'm doing something I don't do. I'm going to go with the Falcons here.
I'm going to Falcons, too. Jeremy?
I'm going Seattle. I thought Ed was going Seattle with me. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm not the lone wolf here. But I
usually would.
Yeah, I like the Seahawks here at Atlanta, and I can't give you a good reason why. It's just a feel.
Tennessee at Buffalo, Jeremy. Where you going?
Buffalo.
I'm going Buffalo, too. Ed?
Buffalo.
All right, Cincy at Cleveland, Ed, who are you going?
I'm going to go with the Bengals. They can't be this bad.
Yeah, I'm going to Bengals, too, even though I think Cleveland is,
yeah,
they can do it.
I mean, we're all going Cincinnati, but Rob and I both said the same thing earlier. Like, this feels like one of those weird ones where, is Nick Chubb coming back this week? Been a lot of talk about him.
No, he's eligible, but I don't think he's coming back this week.
Okay, but there's been a lot of talk about him this week. He's close.
Houston at Green Bay, Jeremy?
I took Green Bay, but I think this is a close game.
Close game also with me. I got Green Bay because they're the home team. Ed?
I'm also going Green Bay, and this is one of those. I feel I'm wrong, but I still lean to Green Bay, so I'm going to stick with them.
Miami at Indianapolis, Edward?
Indy. I think the Dolphins are cooked.
I'll go on Indy also until Tua gets back. What's up, Jeremy?
I took Indy.
Detroit at Minnesota. Jeremy.
Yeah, again, we got to see what this Detroit team is going to look like without Aiden Hutchinson. Minnesota's coming off of a bye. Detroit coming off this big win. I think it's a perfect letdown spot. I like the Vikings.
I'm going Detroit. Ed.
I'm going Detroit. I think Jeremy makes a point, though, about Hutchinson is like the engine of that defense. Without him, he's one of the best in the league. That's a huge loss. So I'm kind of – this is one of those, yeah, I'm going to go with Detroit. Usually I'm very confident,
plus,
but not this week.
The other thing that's interesting, too, is giving Brian Flores 2 weeks to get ready for that Lions offense. I'm interested to see how good Minnesota's defense looks this week.
Philadelphia at New York Giants, Ed.
I'm going to go with the Eagles. The Giants have shown flashes of decency, but I still think I'm going to go with the Eagles.
I'm going with the Eagles also. I think Saquon Barkley, his return, he may have started running already. Jeremy.
That's true.
Yeah, Malik Nabers is back this week. I think the Giants have had this game circled with Saquon Barkley coming back to their stadium. I think the Giants win this game outright.
Vegas at Rams, Jeremy.
I'm going to ram them. I got the Rams.
I got the Rams as well.
I'm going to go with Vegas. I can't do that on the Rams.
Come on, man. You can't join us on the Ram Ranch?
I was waiting for that. There you go. Maybe I will now.
Carolina at Commanders, Ed.
I'm going to Commanders. They showed something, man. I mean, they played the Ravens tough. That's not easy for teams. That's a real team now, so I'm going to go with Commanders.
All of those things you said about the Commanders are irrelevant. I'm going Commanders because they're playing against Carolina. Period.
Commanders win, Carolina covers. That's my opinion.
Jeremy, KC versus San Fran at San Fran.
Again, Kansas City's so good off of a bye week, but I'm taking San Francisco because this league's drunk and it doesn't matter this year.
Well, it does matter when it comes to Andy Reid, who's 21-4 after a bye in his career. I'm going Kansas City, Ed.
I'm going Kansas City, too. Until somebody beats them, they're still the king.
Oh, you finally gave up?
I surrender.
All right. You had 874 ways while they were done. And Jets at Pittsburgh.
Surprise, yeah. I'm going to go with the Jets. I think Russell Wilson makes his return this week.
He's going Jets because the other team's quarterback makes his debut. That's screwed up, man. I'm going Jets. Hey, the Jets got Devontae Adams. We got this, got that. Nah, Russell Wilson starts for the Steelers.
Ed, you're a Jets fan. Devontae Adams showing up at Aaron Rodgers' house. Who gets to be on top? Because they are sharing bunk beds, right?
It's his house. He probably gets first choice, so whatever. He'd probably be on top. I'd be on top.
Of course you would.
Isolate that, please. I'm going Pittsburgh.
I'm going with the Jets for a lot of the reasons, but mainly the one Ed said. Russell Wilson starting for the other team.
Chargers at Arizona Monday Night Football. Edward?
I'm going to go with the Chargers. I think the Cardinals will show flashes, but I still think Chargers better.
I'm going with the Chargers as well. Jeremy.
Lone wolfing it again. I got Arizona. I'm either going to look like a genius or the dumbest person ever on Monday.
And if I'm not mistaken, this might be the first time ever that I picked the Chargers.
Yeah, it's the first time in my memory in 8 years, yeah.
And Ed, Monday Night Football, Ravens at Tampa.
Tampa's better than I thought they were going to be this year, but the Ravens, I still believe, are the best team in football. I really do. So I think the Ravens win in a decent margin, probably like 30-23.
Jeremy?
Baker with turnovers. Ravens win.
I'm going Ravens, and I'm going 27-20. Jeremy, you at 27-17?
Yes.
Ed?
30-23.
There you go, 30-23. Hey. All right, Ed, how's it going down there in Sarasota?
I wish I could describe it. It's so awful. I don't know if you've heard this or if I told you, the roof was ripped off the airport here. It's been closed. I don't know if Siesta Key is ever coming back. St. Armand's is destroyed. The house, I feel bad. It's just we haven't had power. I mean, we have it back now. Didn't have power for a long time. And it's just so exhausting because just trying to take everybody's, chipping in and neighbors are helping each other, but it's a true disaster area.
Wait a minute. There's no more SCOB?
I don't know. It's a mess. SCOB's destroyed.
What's SCOB?
Siesta Key Oyster Bar.
Oh.
Yeah, a friend of mine, the guy who helped me cut some branches off these trees.
My hangout spot.
He lives on Siesta Key. Yeah, he said SCOB was destroyed.
Yeah. That's my Sarasota hangout spot.
I know.
Yep. Damn.
It's just got to be awful because, when I walk into a situation like that, and I'm just saying, if something, let's say I had a flood at my house where a hose got ripped open, I walk in the house and I see water coming out of every, the sprinklers. It's the ceiling looks like a giant boob as it's, filled with water, and then the thing bursts and you see it go everywhere. I couldn't imagine walking into what you guys saw and just saying,
"It's your home.
Where the F do we start?"
Yeah.
That's how it's been. It's like, and it's tense, and it's stressful for people like that. Both of us, it's very stressful because it just is. Everything you put every penny into this house that it's just, it's just been something. I mean, today I got to try to put the fence back up, the gate. It's torn off the hinges, and that's when we get to everything else. And then I got to get ripped the gutters off because they're hanging. The gutters are ripped off the house, but not completely. It took three days to get all the wood out of the backyard from trees and just debris of all kinds that flew in here.
Ed,
it wasn't clean for 2 hours. They sent power over. Florida Power and Light came over with these crews they got from who knows where. And they start cutting down the trees in my backyard. And they filled it up with a couple hundred pounds of wood again. Had to do it all for a kid. You take this? No. Great.
Man.
So, it's been a disaster.
Well, at least you didn't have two surgeries before I had to do this.
Right. This has been a great year for me, I tell you.
Jesus. Your ass. You know that?
I'm just look, I want to go with Ed and just do the whole Jack Harbaugh thing. Who's got it better than us? And then just everybody's going to start crying. You can't be positive in a situation like this.
Two major surgeries and my house was destroyed by a hurricane. Great.
Jesus.
Well, that's all within since April.
So will we see you Monday?
Yeah. Right. I've done enough to get it back. We have power and the repairs are good. I mean, just the rest is insurance claims are waiting for
pros. Yeah, you just made me lose $250.
Why?
Because I bet somebody that you won't come back to Tuesday so you can go see the Bucks Ravens at Tampa.
Believe me, Rashawn's going. He hit me up last night.
What, do you want a place to stay?
No, he's staying in Tampa, so I was going to meet him, but I don't know if that's possible.
Thanks a lot, my friend. Wish you the best. See you on Monday.
Man.
All right, man. See you next week.
Take it easy. It's Ed Norris, live from Sarasota.
This is a year when Ed goes over his life. I think he's going to skip over this year. It's just been awful.
That's like 1988 for me.
Is it?
Yeah. Skip over that.
That's from, mine is from 79 to 2024.
Yeah.
Those are my years.
Chelsea James joins us at 9. Melissa Kim joins us at 9:15.
Okay.
But on the other side, Jeremy Kahn, we're giving out shovels.
Yeah, my shovel's going to go to a new list of quarterbacks. Lamar's number 2 on the list. Do you want to guess who's number 1?
No, I won't wait for you to tell me.
Sons of bitches. Stop making this clickbait dumbass list.
Shovels up next on The Fan.
The biggest idiots deserve the big bad shovel of wisdom. Sponsored by Jerry's Toyota.
And their exclusive benefits, including free service maintenance for 4 years or 50,000 miles. Visit Jerry's Toyota just north of the Beltway on Bel Air Road and online at jerrystoyota.com.
105.7 The Fan.
Time to give out shovels. If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter at BBMS 105.7 The Fan. Who gets your shovel, Jeremy?
It's going to go to Dan Pizzuta, which I'm sure you guys don't know who that is, because I don't know who that is. He put together an article with quarterback power rankings. Would you like to hear the top 10?
Yes. Starting at 10?
Yeah, number 10, Matt Stafford. 9, Jordan Love. 8, Brock Purdy. 7, Baker Mayfield. Number 6 is Patrick Mahomes. Number 5 is Joe Burrow, because he's been great this year. Josh Allen at number 4, because remember, they were done before they won on Monday night. Jared Goff, Lamar Jackson at 2, and number 1 is Jaden Daniels.
Who is this guy?
What are we doing?
Who's he right for?
33rd to me. It's some internet site. And just going over this.
Now he's saying yes.
I was arguing with a friend. He's like, are you just mad because Lamar's number 2? And I'm like, no. There's no reason that you could put him number 1 on the list. There's no reason. So, Jaden Daniels. Because he says it's, all right, ranks based on overall skill set in 2024 production. If you want to talk production, there's so many guys that have better numbers than he does. He has 6 touchdown passes. He's 17th in the league. He's 11th in yardage thrown. You can look at his rushing numbers. He's not the best runner in the league. That's Lamar. The numbers clearly show that. You could start looking at some of the other rushing numbers and guys that compare to him. If you want to tell me it's about wins and losses, then why is Pat Mahomes down the list? You know? It's just none of this makes sense. Sam Darnold, who's undefeated, is 22 behind Justin Fields.
Wow.
I mean, you see, it's not the fact that just Jaden Daniels is number 1. It's like, I want to print up this list in case I run out of toilet paper at home.
It's kind of rough, though, man.
It's all right. I'm a little rough back there, too.
Okay.
But
I would expect you to be dainty.
C.J. Stroud is 15 behind Geno Smith. What are we doing? Why do people keep writing this crap?
So you can keep reading it.
Fair enough. I'll leave
that's
it
why. So you can do what you're doing right now.
Shut up, Rob.
My shovel goes to certain dog owners. I love dogs, Jeremy. I absolutely love them. I adore them.
That's my dog.
However, when you're in public, put your dog on a leash. Several reasons. Everyone doesn't love your dog. And I saw a big dog almost devour a little dog yesterday. He got excited, or she got excited, sniffed the little dog. As the lady was trying to get the little dog away, and almost devoured that dog. If both dogs are on the leash, then you can both pull them both away. Because the lady was pulling the little dog away, the big dog kept following it. And the person that had owned the big dog kept saying, come on, come on, clapping her hands. Come on, come on. Come on, it's not working. It's not working. For the safety of everybody else, your dog loves you. Your dog knows you. Your dog doesn't know and love everybody else. So for the safety of the leash law was meant for the safety of others around you. This has nothing to do with me not liking dogs. I know the narrative is going to be, Rob doesn't like dogs. Screw you. Say what you want. Bottom line is, it's dangerous.
You have a dog at home, right?
No.
You don't like dogs.
No. I don't have a dog at home because we...
Look, you're out a lot. You're working, you're here, you don't... Like, the one thing I love, and again, if anything ever happens to my dogs, I will have dogs the rest of my life.
I love dogs.
But, like, again, you want to go out of town, and you're trying to find somebody to watch the dog or do this. We have two dogs that don't get along together. And to Rob's point, I have friends that have trained dogs, and you might see some of the best trained dogs ever. It doesn't matter. They're still an animal.
They're still dogs.
If an animal goes running by them, there's a chance they take off and go after it. If they see something, like, they might... And you never know what to expect. My two dogs love humans. They don't like other dogs. Or at least my one doesn't. Doesn't get along with other dogs. So... It's just a matter of, it's a respect thing, too, because you don't know who's scared of the damn animal coming around you. So, it's just kind of silly.
Thank you very much. Let's go out to Mike in Baltimore. Mike, what's up, man?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm good. My shovel goes out to my man, Jerry Love.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Give it back.
Yeah, yesterday I made a quip about Will Smith of the Dodgers and if you're a slap hitter, and it just went over Jeremy, the big punkster's head, and he started doing analytics, was going to go in on me and everything about Will Smith for the dog. I couldn't believe that Will with Jerry's head. Rob came to the rescue.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that Rob got it before me makes me even more upset.
Well, I'm smarter than you.
Okay.
Obviously. Thanks, Mike. Jerry, speaking of dogs, like a dog that saw a card trick. Will Smith a smack hitter, slap hitter? Huh? And you went full analytics.
Because we were talking baseball. I didn't know we had switched. Huh? I'm looking up numbers. I'm like, what's he talking about, slap hitter?
Dude, Will Smith, slap!
Yeah, now it makes sense.
It was a funny joke, and you ruined it. Melissa Kim joins us at 9:15.
Okay.
But on the other side, Chelsea James joins us talking some baseball, playoff, and the Orioles up next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.